gentlemen and ladies. Item number two, please.
Item number two is a resolution establishing the Milwaukee County Task Force on Human Trafficking to study and make recommendations on policies, practices, prevention, and service models that will protect Milwaukee County's youth from being victimized and sexually exploited.
Supervisor Biddle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, colleagues. I will preface my comments with I'm not an expert on this. I went to a community brainstorming conference in August to present about mental health and other social services that the county provides in the community. And on that day, the conference had other speakers who were talking about human trafficking and sex slave trafficking and prostitution. And I was able to learn about some things that are very unsettling and makes people uncomfortable to talk about it. But how young people, young girls and boys, are victimized in their homes, victimized in the school, and introduced into a prostitution ring that goes to Chicago, that goes to Minnesota, that's happening in Milwaukee, and they're being used and abused as sex slaves. And that there aren't a whole lot of cultural or competent services to deal with the complications that arises from these situations, that there isn't a transitional living facility for folks once they're for victims, once they're trying to get away from that lifestyle, that there isn't a lot of data to track, you know, on a law enforcement scale about these type of crimes and folks who are in the system. And so, I mean, it kind of just moved me to want to do something on the county level. To get some discussion. There has been things happening statewide, so it's not like this hasn't been done at all. There have been things being done, if you read the resolution, statewide, but there's nothing on a local level being done from Milwaukee County specific. And I think that Milwaukee County, with us having jurisdiction over a variety of services as law enforcement, judicial, and behavioral health, and mental health, that we will be in a key position to bring stakeholders together, people who are on the ground, actually dealing with victims and folks who are still actually engaged in the trade to really bring about some change in our community. I mean, I could speak from a personal experience that outside my house sometimes that there is a proliferation of prostitution on North Avenue and Walnut and Lisbon Avenue. When I was walking doors, I was seeing it at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, sometimes 2, 3 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon, and they were younger people. I also know that, you know, from having conversations with different agencies such as Pathfinders and YWCA and LGBT Center, that there is an aspect of that as well with young boys. And so really it's a pretty disgusting thing, and it's vile, and something needs to be done about it to protect our children. You know, on one end, we have to do things to be better to combat this trafficking, whether it's sex slave, whether it's human trafficking, bonded labor trafficking, or forced labor trafficking. And then we have to have more services to help victims once they're, you know, trying to change their lives to actually be there. Because I know that they, you know, that MPD, not to no fault of their own, but there are a lot of punitive damages that come along with prostitution and these type of crimes. And you're not able to get those crimes expunged or get those crimes clear once you're trying to move your life into a better positive direction. And so then it's just a counterproductive cycle of services, recidivism into the same cycle. So, like I said, I'm not an expert. I know there's some folks here that came here to support. I know that I did give Mr. Session a letter that I think he copied. I don't know if he did, but he should have passed it out to you of organizers on the ground level who have dealt with this work. I did try to work with those same organizations to come up with something that they thought might be common sense to move forward, and so they can come back to this committee and present their findings and give reports and statistics and information on what we can do on a county level and what we can do to leverage additional revenue streams and resources to fight this program. So with that being said, I don't know if anyone else signed up to speak on it, but I would appreciate your support. I think this is rather important, and I'm pretty sure if it's happening in my district, I know it's happening in other districts, and we just don't know about it. Like I said, it's not something that I'm an expert in. You know, I have a constituent, and she's in the crowd, Martha Love, who before I was his county supervisor was really big on this and trying to figure out a way to combat this. And she kind of brought it to my attention, and it always just flew over my head because I'm dealing with the things that I naturally have an interest in. But when I went to that conference, I mean, when you hear those stories, you know, it's hard to not want to do something about it. So that's pretty much it. Like I said, they're going to, you know, there's some things that we can do at the state level, like a human trafficking hotline, law enforcement training on human trafficking, programs and services that deal directly with the problem. Like I said, I had a talk with Officer Brown from Milwaukee Police Department. She's a community liaison officer, a pretty good one at that. And she was telling me that we don't have transitional living centers and facilities for victims, so for them to get out of the clutches of their pimps or their, you know, harassers or whatever. And so those things are a problem. And so, like I said, this is what the task force will do. They will have the ability to bring in more credible experts and bring more people into the fold as they see fit. But really, we're going to be getting the folks who are on the ground from the different departments and county government and neighborhood organizations that deal with this stuff to really tackle this program, to really tackle this problem and protect our children and just protect human rights. So with that being said, I'm open to any questions, and I will do my best to answer.
Supervisor Broderick. Thank you, Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very encouraged by this, and I would ask the author's consent to be added as a co-sponsor to his resolution. I was very pleased to hear the resolution, as I had read it, expanded upon by your comment on bonded labor. A number of years ago, it came to my attention that indentured servants, in effect, were being recruited by a major corporation to supply help to the nursing home industry. Specifically, people were being recruited from a small island nation, Palau, near Guam, brought through European ports, told to lie to immigration officials regarding their purpose, which they claimed to be educational, and of course they believed was educational because they had been lured into this by promises of nursing training, and in fact not as matters of employment. So once they were in this country, these folks were then essentially indentured in the old company store's best tradition. They were charged for every stick of furniture that they used for, you know, and I found, I met with officials from the Department of Justice who in fact had a task force working on this very problem, who indicated that there were known Palauan residents working here in the state of Wisconsin who had been recruited through this system. What also became clear as I endeavored to do something about it was that a county-by-county approach was not the way to begin to treat this, because many of these nursing homes had branches in Milwaukee County, and they would simply shift these employees to Waukesha County or Jefferson County or wherever they had other facilities. So the attempt was made to engage Madison in the process, and I had extensive correspondence, which wound up, I can only assume, in the dead letter file, because no one seemed to want to follow up on it. So I think that there are, I would not want to find this county in the position of essentially subsidizing illicit labor practices of that sort. And reporting requirements might be something the task force would consider for all people who, all entities that contract with Milwaukee County in terms of particularly immigrants who have been brought to this country. You know, if the light is shined on this, I think we're going to find that it's a much more serious problem than one might initially assume. And I had occasion to interview two or three of the women in question, and these were all women who were being subjected to this bait-and-switch employment scheme. And it was just a devastating thing to have to listen to. So I'd very much like to join you in this effort. I'd be happy to serve on that task force, and I'll be voting in favor of it, obviously.
Supervisor Joseph.
I also applaud Supervisor Biddle for this. It's I think, very exciting to see the kind of leadership you're showing for your district, and I do appreciate that. You made the statement that you did not think there were any transitional living services, and I do believe the Benedict Center has the Elizabeth House. Benedict Center is a group that I have supported and been to their foundation meetings that basically helps young women, often involved with prostitution and drugs and so on, mm-hmm. and getting them back into the community and getting an education. The Benedict Center does fantastic work.
Okay.
But I'm glad to see you actually have them included in your resolution here, because that is specifically their mission, working with women, of course. But, you know, you have many young women who are in single-family homes, mm-hmm. living in poverty, and they often get trapped into this as young as 12 and 13
right.
years old. So I think, that is one of the components of poverty in Milwaukee. I think it is something that does need some attention brought to, and I would also ask if you would consider letting me join you as a co-sponsor on this. And it's very pleasing to me as a woman to see a fine young man such as yourself taking on this battle. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. You said to all the male supervisors.
Supervisor Biddle, I ask for unanimous consent to be added as a co-sponsor with Supervisors Broderick and Jersey. There's no objection.
Not at all.
Thank you, sir.
I thank you all for your support.
We have forwarded to us a letter from Claudine O'Leary. Is Ms. O'Leary available?
She's not, but that's why she sent it.
Okay.
She couldn't make it.
Okay, and I do have a card from Martha Love. Ms. Love, if you'd like to come forward. Would you like to? I see you're registering for. Would you like to testify?
Would I like to testify?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. And Officer Brown? Are you Officer Brown, ma'am?
Yes.
I'd like to acknowledge your presence here. You're welcome, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Martha Love, and I am a resident in Supervisor Biddle's district, as well as a vice chair of African World Festival and a community activist. This concern started with African World Festival and a number of other wonderful agencies here in Milwaukee County when 8 young women were groomed to the area of trafficking. They did not live in Milwaukee County, believe it or not. They lived in another area. And eventually some of them moved to Milwaukee County. They were groomed, and it's a despicable kind of situation that occurs to our girls and boys. The other thing, and I'm not going to go into a lot of graphic detail because that's really not necessary. Well, it's not necessary, and I'm just not going to do that. The situation was these young women were groomed to be sex slaves, and they adhered to it. The groomers determined that we need to find some common ground, and that was they were young enough to kind of hate their mothers. They were in that adolescent period where, you know, they just hate their mothers and fathers because of a lot of authority that's, you know, been imposed. So this situation went on for a long time with well-respected young men in our community, and then eventually one of the young women who was gifted and talented determined, this is not right. I'm not going to be going to these different places and selling my body, and this is wrong. So she did. So then the parents finally were notified that 8 of their beautiful children were out selling their bodies because they were groomed by classmates. So as a result of it, the parents got involved. They charged the young men with the charges. of human trafficking, because that's exactly what it was. They would take them out of town, down to Chicago and other areas. The young people would come up missing. The parents would call the police. So, but the parents didn't know this was occurring. So after all of that occurred, we from African World Festival, the Women's Fund, and a number of other agencies started to investigate what is happening to our missing and exploited children. And this example of our young volunteers at African World Festival, we wanted to know more. Well, we found more working with Claudine O'Leary, who works with young people that's out on the streets selling sex for their living. And that occurs because a lot of them are part of the LGBT community, and their parents will no longer allow them to live in the house, so they put them out on the streets, and these young boys and girls have to kind of make it somehow. So they learned how to be a part of the commercial sex trade. We organized a support group. I cannot reveal the names of the women, but I can tell their story. The thinking is that people outside of our houses are the ones that get our young people involved in the sex trade. Well, from these young women, it's 15 of them, I found out that some of their mothers and fathers are involving them in the sex trade here in Milwaukee County, starting as young as 7 and 8, advancing them to 14 years old, taking them down to Chicago, Minneapolis, and other places to be a part of the sex trade. They also take them to areas like the exotic clubs to do strip dancing, and it looks like it's a glamorous life to a lot of people. There's a lot of money involved, and so everybody appears to be happy. As we know, this whole human trafficking here locally and nationally is a $25 billion business, and it is really, really a war on our children in our various communities. Back to the young women here that live here in Milwaukee County. They, as a result of being victims of forced human trafficking, they've accumulated criminal records for laundering. They have felonies. They became addicted to crack and cocaine and other kinds of drugs. They are now 27 years old. They were 7 and 8 when they were introduced, 14 when they were sent out to traffic. Now they're back here in the city working with Maida House, who is an excellent organization, as well as a number of others, Benedict, that are working with our young people that are out on the streets, as well as Pathfinders. They're back in the city. They now have been in recovery, some for 15 months, some for 22 months. So now they're ready to lead a very normal life, as we consider normal. So now they are talented in terms of their job training, so they have great skills. And so now they go into the employment market. Well, one of them had 3 jobs, but was denied a job because of her record, her criminal record. The other one had the same thing to occur. So these young women are trying to become a part of the society and do the best that they can do, but they now are being denied. So what we're doing from the Women's Fund, African World Festival, Pathfinders, and a number of other organizations, Claudine O'Leary, we would like to make sure that our community, Milwaukee County, is aware of the human trafficking that's taking place and the war on our children. And we would like to have something done every 3 months so that there's this awareness. Secondly, we would like some legislation, working with Tamara Grigsby and some other legislators, to help these people get expungements of their records so that they can be great participants in our society. This human trafficking, a lot of people don't like talking about it, but we need to let families know that they can no longer abuse their own children and put them out to pasture to become subjects of commercial sex. 40% of our young black males are now the new faces of AIDS in this community, and we really, really, really need to be concerned about that. So I have been working, I had no idea I would be working in this particular area, but it is absolutely something that's heavy on my heart as a mother and a grandmother and an aunt of boys and girls in our community. And we just need help. And I so appreciate Supervisor Biddle coming to a number of programs that we've had in this community about local human trafficking. We've had people to give testimony about 8-month-old babies, 7 and 8-year-old young girls. And now these women are 27 and they're telling their story. Aurora has a great healing center, and a number of these young women are going to the healing center because no one believed them that this was occurring. So with that, I do appreciate your attention. Sergeant, I think it's Sergeant Charlotte Brown. She's another person that's working 100% in our community. And her job is she's working with the prostitutes out on the streets to give them some options other than prostitution. And we find working with Darlene Dyson, who's from Pathfinders, who's out on the streets working with a lot of the men and women and boys and girls that's out there, that they need medical help and they're getting it, and they also need other alternatives to prostitution, and that's some of the things that Sergeant Brown is working with in our community in the North Avenue area and all around Greenfield and what have you. She does not have permission to testify at all today. She came down, and I really appreciate the fact that she came down because she's working very closely with neighborhood groups in terms of making sure that we are informed about what's occurring, you know, from her area. So I want to thank you again for your attention, and I certainly hope that the task force can be created so we can start calling some attention to these atrocities that are happening to our children.
Ma'am, I want to thank you for your testimony, because as much as I watch TV and I understand that this stuff is going on across continents in parts of the South, parts of the North, I did not understand to what extent, given your testimony, that this is happening here. And to have parents to be irresponsible to offer 7, 8-year-old children to such devastating opportunities to their lives is something that's very appalling. And you're referring to a small group of people that you have referred. I don't know how widespread this occurs here in this community or in other urban communities, but it just sounds, it's another reason for us to be informed, to be educated, so that we can fight such. So that we can fight such instances occurring across the country, well, particularly here and across the country, because any efforts to expunge or to remove something that some parent actually was responsible for is something that should be looked at, and something that for which there should be some advocacy. So I want to thank you very much.
You know, and I just want to say one thing. I know it just sounds unreal. My testimony, all of my information come from participants, survivors, and victims. That's where all of my testimony comes from. I was as shocked as you all probably are.
Yes.
About what's occurring in our community. I was born here in Milwaukee. I've lived here all my life. I've had a great career here. I'm a part of the neighborhoods. I'm a part of a number of things that occur in this Milwaukee County. I was just so devastated when I heard, and it's verified by all these 15 women that are trying to get their lives together, and we had 2 more women to join the group. They allowed me to join the group, and it's going to be on a temporary basis because I've had some real close friends of mine that their daughter was involved in human trafficking as well. So prostitution, we need to look at prostitution differently than what we've looked at prostitution before. You know, people think these are just throwaway people. These are terrible, terrible people. But you need to ask the question, why are they out there? And they're out there because they've been introduced by loved ones to be out on the block.
Thank you very much. Any questions of Ms. Love by committee members? Thank you very much, ma'am.
Okay.
Appreciate it. No, we don't have a motion. Supervisor Biddle?
Approval.
Supervisor Biddle moves approval of the resolution for item number two. Supervisor Jersey?
I just want to indicate that Officer Brown's presence is perhaps speak louder than words would have, so thank you for coming.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Any other further questions, concerns, comments? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisor Jersey?
Aye.
Weishaun?
Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. That item is approved.
Thanks again.